Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Shane and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel according to John. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." So I feel like this reading is a little bit contrary to what we all know and believe, because everyone always says like, oh, Jesus loves everyone. Jesus loves everyone. And like, yes, that is true. But in this gospel, it almost feels like it's giving like requirements of whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. And I just think that's so interesting. And I don't want to get caught up in like the, oh, does Jesus love this person? Does Jesus not love this person? Because I don't think that's what the heart of this gospel is saying. I think it's that revelation of who he is, especially because the Holy Spirit is referenced later and it's saying like, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. I actually think that it's like, yes, there is this inherent truth. God actually does love everyone. But actually, when we take that love and we do something with it, when we actually start to follow his commands and like we observe them, like have them and observe them and show that we, yes, we do love you, Jesus, that's when he reveals himself to us. And I know for me, like that is my experience as well. I was not born and raised Catholic, but you know, I was always told God loved me, even though I wasn't Catholic. And eventually I converted and like still felt like God loved me, but at times didn't really know who he was. He wasn't fully revealed to me yet. But then I started to follow his commandments, like actually like say, yes, Jesus, I want to pray every day. Yes, Jesus, I want to avoid those sins, those tendencies in my life. And from there, it has just been this like explosion of like one, revelation of who God is. Like I could sit here and just list off a litany of all of the things that God has been to me, but that would take way longer than I have. But I would just really encourage you to like actually start to follow his commands. You probably are already doing this anyways. You know, like a lot of them are in some ways just like a be a good person, be a moral person, like follow the law. But like actually taking it a step further and saying like, no, like I want to do this for you, Jesus, not just because it's the right thing to do, not just because it's like within the law, like Jesus, I want to follow you more closely. And then ask him to reveal himself to you. Ask the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who like opens our eyes and reveals us or reveals things to us from Jesus. Because there are so many things that Jesus wants to reveal to you. You know, for me, like recently, I've just been praying with his name and like, I'm honestly still waiting for the full revelation of the name of Jesus and the power that it holds. Like I have been told always like there's power in the name of Jesus. There's so many like worship songs of like, Jesus, your name is beautiful. It's powerful. It's all these things. And it's like, but I personally don't know. And so I've been asking him, Jesus, like reveal the power of your name to me in a new way. And I just will continue to ask him that. And I'm just going to wait. I don't care how long it takes. And I don't care if this takes up the next 10 years of my prayer life. Like, I want to know the power of his name. I want him to reveal himself more. Because when he reveals himself more, I actually get the opportunity to know him more and to love him better. Again, my name is Shane Bednarik. This has been a gospel reading according to John. Thank you so much for St. Gabriel's and all the ways they've blessed us here at Damascus. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.